You know, it's something powerful about seeing a black man as bulletproof and unafraid. Come on, y'all. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
The streets got mad love for Cage. I got mad love for Cage, man. And he won eyes.
Welcome back. We are back with the Lando Cal Experience. Luke Cage review of the final few episodes. Me and James on here, man. What's going on, brother?
Pimpin'. What's up?
What's going on, man? Just making sure you ain't got to check into the plantation no time soon, man.
Like I just told you a second ago, man. Hey, it was literally a 50-50 chance. We in America, bro. Are you really as a black man?
Are you really surprised?
Are you really surprised? Like in the SNL skit. Are you really surprised that this happened?
No.
Come on. Like, hey, I feel so sorry for my all my white friends out there. I love y'all. I really do. But understand, black people was not shocked. Okay,
yeah.
We knew. Shit like this is gonna happen. We've been black for a long time.
We lived through Bush. My first time ever voting was the first Bush. So you already know what it is,
right? Shit, and we lived through Bush. My parents lived through Reagan and Nixon. My parents are baby boomers. They ain't seen some shit. Okay, they ain't lived through Reagan and Nixon, so they ain't seen some fucked up shit.
Yeah. Well, let's go and jump into it, man. Last few episodes, we have, you know, as we talked last episode, Cottonmouth is dead. And
right.
Then Diamondback comes on as the main villain. You also see, I can't remember her name now. Alfre Woodard's role. I can't remember her name now.
Mariah Dillard.
Showing her power more. How did you think they wrapped up everything in the last few episodes?
Don't get me wrong. Diamondback was a cool villain, you know, for that, but me, honestly, I still would have wanted to see Cottonmouth. That's just me, you know what I'm saying? It's just Marisol Ali did such a good job at being him. He was like, damn, I actually want to see his character more. Like, I hate they had to kill him off, like, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. It just seemed like he had more charisma than Diamondback did.
He did, man. Like, his charisma worked, man. Like, his character really worked. Like, now I could see him being in like a power suit situation, some shit like that. I could see him doing some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Against Luke Cage, or like I wouldn't mind seeing it. But it's just like, well, okay, you got this. You got Dunn Pursley from Boardwalk Empire ass, overacting ass. Don't get me wrong, you know. Dunn Pursley, it's just like, okay, dude, you doing too much, but okay, you know what I'm saying? I could tell he was really being like an actual comic book villain, which isn't bad. Don't get me wrong, which isn't bad. It's just like, okay, I could tell. You really into this role, bro? Like, you really into this, dog?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't mad at you, but damn, you into this shit, dog?
Yeah, So I guess Diamondback, I think he was a bad last villain. Like that last episode to me, I feel like they could have cut that down and just made it 11 episodes. They could just mush that part into the last episode, previous one.
They really could have. Like, I think it would have been better off with that. Like I said, the way. Even the way Jessica Jones did it with the Purple Man being such an excellent villain.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, because I'm thinking, okay, Luke Cage, I'm seeing this shit. I'm expecting, like, some shit, because I'm like, okay, wow me, because I just seen Kilgrave, aka the Purple Man, do some amazing shit. Shout out to David Tennant.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to wow me with this. And I'm still like, okay, so we got Cottonmouth. Cool. Okay. Damn, y'all killing them off like that? So now we got Diamondback. And I'm like, okay, Diamondback got a suit. Got this, he got this green-ass Mega Man suit on. Oh, okay.
The Mega Man suit.
Had this green Mega Man suit on. I'm like, oh, okay, brother.
Yeah.
okay. And then I ain't gonna lie and say, Diamondback didn't keep him on his toes. I will say Diamondback was a villain, kept Luke Cage on his toes.
Yeah, I'll say like power base wise, like him fighting wise and stuff like that, he definitely did.
Right, because he said, I know you. He said, I've been knowing. I said, one, I know you. So I straight up know you. So I already know how you fight and shit.
Here's Ted's pulling. I'm gonna pull Ted in. Hold on, let me get pull him
All right.
on in. All right, Ted's on here too.
What's
Ted,
up, fella?
what up, man? Ted's on here
Yeah,
too. So,
yo.
yeah, go ahead, James.
You see someone like Diamondback, give him actually like a challenge like that he did. You like, okay. Diamondback, he is doing that. That's one thing I could appreciate is the fact that Diamondback was able to keep Luke Cage on his feet. Because, be honest with you, if it wasn't for Diamondback, I don't think it would have been anyone who really could stand against Luke Cage. You know what I'm saying? Honestly. Like I don't, I like honestly, I don't really think it was anyone that's able to stand. Not really in that, because not in that universe as of right now. Not strength wise. I don't think Kingpin could have flexed with him. Like Kingpin would have got his arm broken. It's a good chance of that shit. So Luke Cage ain't like a weak dude, and I'm pretty sure that second dip that we was in, like in the comics, like that made him stronger.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it made him stronger. So it's like, oh, okay. So now you got more you working from. So, well, let's see what's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see what's gonna rock.
All right, Ted, we was talking about Diamondback as a villain. We had just started. We were saying, like, what do you think about Ross Diamondback as a villain and the way they kind of ended him out?
Well, it's funny because I just got to talking to our boy, Alan Whitney, and we were having the same conversation. I'm not that familiar with him in the comic, but just in this depiction, I much preferably would have had Cottonmouth make it the whole first season instead of having, killing them off 3/4 of the way in, trying to bring in Diamond back and not really, bringing forth, his backstory, because I don't know. Like, he was cool, and maybe that's the way Diamondback was portrayed in the comic, but I don't know. He just, like, his whole mission was just to kill Luke Cage. Like, he should have just, it would have been the same exact result had he just been brought in as an assassin and not him being this, the correlating drug lord over all everybody over
See,
in Harlem.
I remember that was our argument the last episode. Now we can come back to it. You think I thought I believe that Luke Cage wasn't his original intention of coming to do stuff. It was that after he figured out it was Luke, that who it was, is that when he wanted to turn up and do different stuff.
I mean, but they didn't even, just the mere mention of him, like, it could have been saved for season two, honestly. Like, I almost preferably would have had all the situations kind of happen with Cottonmouth and him, even like on some IOU shit with Diamondback, him getting the armor, him getting the bullets, and getting fucked up, even dying. I don't even know, maybe connecting it to Mariah and Diamondback coming at the end, and be like, I'm coming to take control of the territory because this nigga owes me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He could have been following, Luke Cage as he was watching over his territories, realizing that it was Luke, maybe in the very end or whatever. Saying some shit like, he was like, yeah, something to the extent of, yeah, he looks really familiar. And ending there and then bringing season two with it just being about Diamondback. Because the weird part is, they want you to feel connected to Diamondback because of their backstory, but there's not enough of it.
Right.
They cut it short,
You
you're
know what I'm
saying?
saying? It's, well, you don't really know nothing about him. Like, I mean, they show a few clips of him being in the church and them niggas boxing, and then that's it. Like, you ruined my life. Okay, you just coming in
I
screaming this
mean,
shit, but
so you think, I mean, do you think that, so you're saying because Marshall Ali's role with Cottonmouth was more developed, you feel, to his character?
It was way more developed.
Yeah.
It was way more developed. And coming, I mean, 'cause think about it, he Cottonmouth died in episode 7. Diamondback shows up at that point, episode 7 or episode 8.
So he has four episodes versus his seven.
Right. 6 going into 7. Right, exactly. There's a lot more connection
You
to
think it could have been
Cottonmouth.
tighter? I mean, I think the show could have been tighter in the thing of like not as many episodes.
Well, but that's the thing. It could have been, but the reason why it was so many episodes was the connection to Diamondback. That's what did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They
Yeah.
probably could have done that in 8 to 9, you know, setting up Black Mariah and all the rest of that stuff. But because Diamondback was it, because here's the issue, and like James was saying, because he's, you know, Luke Cage is such an unfuckwittable nigga. In order for you to feel like Luke Cage has some sort of obstacles or barriers or something that he has to, you know, to feel like something is in danger, you have to bring in Diamondback.
Yeah, because Cottonmouth couldn't do nothing. He was just getting his shit ran through all the whole
Right,
time.
he was everybody was getting ran through. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
it's just like, why? What's the need? Like, where's the humanity in Luke Cage? I mean, he's like an alien protecting his, it's like Superman protecting his boy, and everybody got motherfucking cap gun.
Yeah, because he can't be shot, and you know
Right.
he running through the whole crack house taking all the money.
Right. So that's why it had to be extended. But if they had just gave Cottonmouth that, like, because it was a perfect setup with Shades, like, yo, we found these bullets. Look what the fuck they can do. The next episode, bring the motherfucking bullets in. So now Luke Cage seems to become busting up in motherfucking places. You know, now he has to be strategic. You know what I mean? Now there's a mental game to it. Like, maybe he has to do more with Misty Knight. You know, maybe he has to, you know, I don't know, connect with old the black sergeant from Daredevil to figure out how to fuck the circumvent it, since the sergeant had already heard about this shit beforehand.
Oh, you talking about the DA?
Yeah.
Yeah, the assistant DA.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean
I get, like I said, I.
the thing is though
But.
that this kind of ill though is that I will say this, that when you look at that timeline of all these different things, Luke Cage has happened simultaneously as Daredevil season 2 is happening, which is crazy to think about.
Right.
Like all this crazy shit's going on in Hell's Kitchen and crazy shit going on in Harlem at the same time. So no wonder the police was trying to buy these bullets.
Right, totally.
They got a
But that's
madman
what, but see,
shooting people up randomly on Kell's Kitchen. Then you got a dude that can't be shot by bullets.
right. Well, what would have been dope is if that nigga would have came down, you know, Punisher would have came down to Harlem, you know, trying to see what was up with Luke
That's what I'm
Cage
wondering. See that's they can need
with
to
the
tie those
bullets.
in a little bit more though to me. I thought it'd have been kind of dope, a little bit more of a tie-ins with those, but I get it. They trying to establish everybody else on their own. Like it'd have been dope if you saw maybe Murdoch come in. Maybe like I'm gonna represent him or something like that at the end of the series or something
Right.
like that, and I'm gonna take your case.
Right.
He ain't gotta fight or nothing. He just show up with his cane and everything and a briefcase. Like I'll take your case. You'd be like, ooh,
Right.
they connected them all together, okay? Because Claire called him or whatever, you know, to come
Right.
and help
And it
out.
might still happen in Iron Fist, you know,
Yeah.
but
So I mean, so
I just felt like they could have done better.
it ended real stale to me. I'll say that. Like it, at the beginning was so like awesome, but I think like the dismount was like the bad part about it.
I can agree with that.
Like,
I can agree with
I
that.
mean, like the whole dope part with the hoodies though, and that was dope. Like the whole idea of like, you know, the bullets in the hoodie and with the Method Man song and all that was dope. Like, but I don't know. It feels like maybe that, maybe I mean, I don't know. Is this di maybe it was Diamondback, man. That they nip art and develop Marshall Ali more out to be doing some of Diamondback stuff, but he just behind the scenes.
I can agree with that, man. Like, I think Diamond. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, Diamondback was cool for the villain he was. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's just the fact that Cottonmouth really did make such an impression on everybody. You know, it's kind of hard to lead up after Cottonmouth. Like, Cottonmouth was pretty much like, damn. Like, okay, so you are on par like Kingpin and Kilgrave on a level like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Marvel, I see you. Like, okay, I see you. I was like, okay. And then he died. You're like, fuck. So who gonna take? So I'm thinking Black Mariah gonna take over. But I'm like, okay, well, Diamondback, okay, let's see how you work. Okay, well, little you doing, you little extra brother, but okay, I'll work with it. And I was like, well, at least you got Shades. I will say this, Shades. Now Shades, now he impressed me a little bit more than actually Diamondback.
Yeah, no, he was good. He was a good villain, though. Shades is a good villain, man. I like him from Sons of Anarchy. He's on Sons of Anarchy too.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's over now, but he was on Sons of Anarchy for with all the seasons or whatever. But
Okay.
he's a good actor, man. Like the way he kind of played the thing up. And do you think he's playing Mariah, or do y'all think that he's like really digging her in a way?
I think he's playing Ryan. He's Baywatch, dude. Come on now. He's Littlefinger. He's playing.
He's just Littlefinger. He's just Littlefingering it up. So,
Oh, yeah, he's definitely, yeah, he's Littlefinger. That's exactly what he's doing. Like, he's doing exactly what Littlefinger would do, is he's playing people against each other for his own personal gain. That's exactly what he's doing. Like, I see that. Like, I can see that clear as day. That's exactly what he's gonna do.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting going forward. Like, so what do y'all think that we saw in the last ending Diamondback, that the scientist that worked on Luke Cage has Diamondback's body? So you think we gonna see him again? You know, like in the Defenders? Y'all think of Luke Cage season two?
I don't know. What you think of it?
I don't think he's gonna pop up in Defenders. I think he'll show up in. He might show up at the end of Defenders or something like that, but I think he's definitely gonna be in season two.
What kind of powers y'all think he gonna have? What kind of powers would he have?
Maybe he gonna be Luke Cage's match.
Like he might take over the role that Cottonmouth was technically supposed to take. All we know.
Right, because Cottonmouth in the comics is got like serrated teeth and, you know, like super
Right,
strong and stuff too.
and then you gotta remember, it's ironic they both named after snakes. So you gotta keep in mind that. So I'm like, okay, that can work.
Does he come back looking like a monster? Y'all think he looks like monstrous, or he looks like just like how he is, but just.
I think he's gonna be like he is.
He don't be
He
looking
might
like
change his
Tombstone.
shell.
Cinder might be coming back looking like Tombstone Man from Spider-Man for all the fuck we know.
So is will he be like working for somebody, y'all think, or are he doing it for himself, or?
Nah. He's still gonna be on his own shit. Would it be tight though if you won't really wanted him to take like as a fan the persona of the snakes or whatever to really, you know, just kind of give that vintage throwback. He should be able to pop in some platinum teeth, which look like snake fangs that are made out of the material the bullets are made out of.
Oh,
And that'd be cool.
that'd be dope. I mean, that's what the original Cottonmouth had, the fangs like that though. Like, yeah, his teeth were serrated and stuff.
Right.
That would be dope though, actually, if they did that. That'd be real dope. Dang, that'd be actually real dope. The more and more I think about that. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting the way where they take it with the Marvel stuff, because now in Defenders we know that Sigourney Weaver is going to be the main villain in this Defenders.
They say exactly who she's gonna play it.
Nah, they said they're probably gonna gender bend it though, maybe, and somebody from the Hand or something like that, or like it's another group, and they're gonna gender bend it.
I thought it was though that what the fuck is that called? James said it last night.
You sure did.
Silverman, this thing.
Yeah. Who'd you say?
Silverman, or Beast of the I mean,
No,
she'd be
no.
up with.
I think it was Silverman.
Yeah, I mean, technically that would work because if you got, no, actually that would work because that means that'd be the whole Maggie O'Connor family getting to that shit, and that's perfect for Punisher. That's perfect for Punisher because then you got, because that's Kingpin associated with that shit. And then you got, so you got Silverman, you got technically Cottonmouth, which he died off already, and you got. Like all the Punisher villains, shit. What's my man name with the jacked face?
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw and everything. Like it falls right into that. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, I think
But
Jigsaw's the
it's
main.
gonna be
I think
really
Jigsaw's the
interesting.
main villain though too. And no, he's not. I forgot. They said who? I think it's gonna be Minucci's the main villain of Punisher series for the first season.
And there you go. And she's still part of the Maggie girlfriend. So that all still ties together.
That'd be dope for
you know what I mean?
But only reason I was wondering if it was gonna be somebody from the Hand, because the Hand just seemed like it's bigger and more bigger a bigger deal to deal with.
Well, I heard they're gonna. Well, from my understanding, I think that they were setting up for the Hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they can bring in what's Dix's tournament's name?
Oh,
the Chase.
Yeah.
Who?
His order. You talking about? He's talking about Dix's order.
Are you talking about the Chase?
Yeah. Yeah, the Chase.
The Chase?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
No, but don't you remember in the second one he was talking to somebody?
Yeah.
That's the Chase?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I think that's like part of the Chase or whatever. Like, I think that's the crew that he pretty much like worked for. You know what I'm saying? Either he is the Chase or he worked for them.
So I don't know. The only reason why I feel like he could be Silver, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I heard it was Silvermane, but I think it's really weird. It kind of, I will know depending on how they end off with Iron Fist. Because, you know, the whole Daredevil season ended off with this apocalyptic thing, you know, with the black sky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if they can really just go on pause while a whole other villain shows up.
Yeah, that was my thing, because that's pretty big deal that cause they got the Black Sky, you know, which is Elektra or whatever.
Right. Right.
Like, that's pretty big, you know. And then, I mean, you got that whole you got the corporation that's doing all the, you know, all the experiments on people and stuff with the, what was the dude from us, from Jessica Jones that was the pill stuff he was taking?
That was probably talking about Nuke.
Yep, with Nuke. So you got that whole organization, which I think that's what the scientists worked for them, right? The same scientists worked for them, right? The one that made Luke Cage.
I think so.
Yeah. So you got all that involved, which is even more crazier because you look at it that, you know, Kilgrave, you look at it kind of like Kilgrave killed, had Luke's wife killed, we find out, because she was on some shady shit.
Who did?
With Kilgrave having Luke's wife killed.
Yeah, because she was on some. Well, maybe that's the whole thing. Maybe they'll all be connected to the Hand, you know? Like the same way they were rejuvenating fucking, you know, the technique that they got for rejuvenating Luke Cage and all the rest of them was the same technique that the Hand was using to revive all them fucking dead ass ninjas.
True.
Now that's interesting right there. Now that's crazy.
That's very interesting.
So that will connect everything though too. And I'm interested in where Kingpin would come in. I guess Kingpin would just be like kind of a emissary. I don't see Kingpin even getting involved for it. I could see him just being in jail on some like, I'll help y'all out a little bit, but I ain't gonna be in nothing.
Nah, I think they're gonna save him from something. They're gonna save him from something else. You know what I'm saying? Him being such an amazing villain with Daredevil.
I was thinking that he was just gonna get out of jail on some regular stuff, like walk out of there. Because that would be even more fitting. Because, I mean, he still wants to be the Kingpin wants to still be legitimate somewhat. So he would have to walk out of jail. And some comes up that he was acquitted on everything.
Because
he wants to be legitimate. He wants to be legitimate and, illegal at the same time.
So, well, hold on. Didn't in Daredevil 2 they had to transfer blood in and out of the ninjas? Isn't that what was happening in the hospital?
They were taking them out of regular patients.
Weren't they putting blood into regular patients too?
No, they were replacing blood with something else, I think.
Right, that's what I was saying. They weren't just extracting, they were also inserting.
Yeah.
Like they were the bodies were seized.
Yeah, but they were using their blood to put in the thing for Black Sky, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, they were using that on that, and then replacing the people or whatever with the whatever they put inside them that was like blood or something that was, you know, messed up place wise. So overall, fellas, what y'all think of this whole, series as a whole? From one to 10.
Let Terry go first on that one.
I give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
7.5, 8. I mean, I think it's a good start, especially for black superheroes in their standing on their own, outside of Blade.
And Shazam.
Right.
Don't forget Steel.
Steel,
That's
right,
fine.
exactly.
That's fine.
And Spawn.
but
Which
I
is a
think
disappointing
ultimately,
movie.
yeah, I just want to have eight. I really hope the Corey, I want to give it a chance for Diamondback to actually gain his powers and then see what the choreography looks like. Because the choreography was a really bad takeaway for me. Like, I was just kind of upset. Like, I mean, there's only so much you could do with a bruiser, but I would almost preferably want him to be like old dude from Undisputed 3.
Three, which one? Oh, the dude, the American boxer dude.
Yeah, the dude that went to jail and learned 52 blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from Detroit, wasn't he? Or Chicago?
Yeah, kind of look like Joe Torre.
Yeah.
Or no, I mean Tay Diggs. He
Tay
look like Tay
Diggs, Tay
Diggs.
Diggs. Yeah.
Yeah, but he know, but 52 blocks is a real system though that was developed in the pen.
Oh, really?
If you Google it, like, and it's tough as fuck. Like, if you watch that style and then like YouTube 52 blocks, like other martial artists is like, yo, this is legit.
So what is the premise of it?
So it's still a boxing style, but it's way more defensive. And in the boxing style, you're able to use elbows,
Is
so
that what
it can
Bernard
it's really
Hopkins
made for.
is that what Bernard Hopkins learned? Because he went to
Could
prison
be,
for a
I don't
while,
know.
and I remember him saying, because he learned how to box in prison.
It could be, but it's definitely like
And
there's
he's
no kicks and
defensive, and
stuff.
he's
But
known
it's
as the best, one of the best defensive fighters, is Bernard Hopkins.
yeah. If you Google 52 blocks, like it's dope, like. And it's made for close quarter combat. So it's almost, well, that's kind of like that's kind of like what's the Russian one? That's Krav. You said what?
Smoke. Kai McGrath.
No, it's not Krav. That's Israeli. It's called Sistema.
Oh, the one that the KGB did.
It's kind of KGB, so like, but there's portions of it like Batman, like so Batman uses one that's kind of systemish keys where it's really like how Batman just kind of walks up with his hands up, just kind of protecting his face, and when he gets in there, it's like everything's close quarters.
Yeah, like he's right up
It's
on you.
very
He's on you.
similar.
He's on you.
He own you, right? He's own you, and so 52 blocks is dope. It's got crazy footwork. You're able to slide in elbows in there and shit. You just like, and it's always in this defensive stance all the time. Like your face is always covered.
So, oh, so that'd have been kind of dope if that would have been his fighting style, though.
But that's my point. That's what I'm
And he
saying.
went to jail and stuff, so it would make sense.
It would make sense, exactly. So it's some real choreography. It's not just him, and maybe he has to learn this style or go back to the style when he fights Diamondback because he can't just throw Diamondback
And he's in
across the
jail. He's
fucking
back
stage.
in jail, so maybe somebody could teach him that.
Right, exactly. But he might not feel like he needs to because he's fucking Luke Cage. So my thought is maybe Diamondback uses it.
There you go. That would be awesome right there, to give him something. He had to change up his style totally.
Right, exactly. He's gonna have to adapt to this point because not only is Diamondback as strong, but he's also like. I mean, in there, they already try to say that they're both, grew up boxing. So, but it's really hard to tell sometimes when you see them fight because, like, they'll throw a couple of jabs, you see an uppercut, he's like, oh, that's tight. And then the nigga just go flying into a building. You're like, all right,
From a two jab, from two jabs.
well. And then I'm like, exactly. And you get hit with a fucking car. It's like, oh, okay.
So that's I'm 50, so 52 blocks. So how old is this
52
style?
blocks. It's oh me and Cap was talking about it. It's going down at least 5 to 7 years. Because Undisputed came out, Undisputed 3 is like 2011.
Yeah, I was gonna say about 5 years. I was gonna say about 5 years.
It's probably older than that. It's just
not
catching.
It might be 2009 or 2008.
I think it might be older than that. I just think that it's just now getting noticed.
When did the second Undisputed come out with Michael Jai White?
Hold on. Well, the first Undisputed was Michael Jai White.
No, the first Undisputed was Wesley Snipes.
It was Wesley Snipes. You're right. And then the second was Michael Jai White.
Right.
All that's like mid-2000s.
2007.
Right.
Is the second one?
I said 2000. Whoa, shit, wait a minute. 2006.
Okay. And then part three was?
Like 08, 09.
Because I was about a boy.
It said 2010 right here.
Yeah, 2010. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, and it already been out before that. Because so, I got to remember which one. Tap told me they actually used 52 blocks. Like, they had a character in some video game and using 52 blocks.
Yeah, I think on that EA Sports the last boxing fight night they did.
Oh,
I think your character learns 52 blocks.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, and on the game, because like you start out being in prison or whatever, and you work your way up to be the champion. Of course, the black man's got to do that for his lifestyle, but you know.
Oh shit! That just learning 52 blocks is dope.
Yeah, I'm gonna look that up though. That's interesting. 52 blocks. So that's a hard style to learn, Ted.
I mean, it's basis is in boxing, so you're still gonna have that same boxing premise. But I think because you know it's illegal boxing. It's brutal boxing. Like you can do other things in there. So it's you know. It's about protection. It's about you know being able to you know.
So could somebody use the UFC?
Yeah, because you can use elbows and all the rest of the UFC. It was just the difference is UFC is difficult because boxing doesn't use any kicks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So with they're not using any kicks, it's always up for debate because you got to learn how to defend those and you're not used to defending those.
If you only do 52 blocks.
Right, exactly.
But you could probably work somebody if you did know a little bit.
Oh yeah, definitely.
James, what do you give from 1 to 10, my man?
I'm gonna give it a strong. I'm gonna give it a strong 8.5. I'm gonna give it a good 8.5, only because, like I said. I think the part where Cottonmouth died kind of just did it for me. I'm like, fuck. Okay, y'all would kill off one of the best niggas in the whole damn.
But I was optimistic at that point. I was like, okay, if they killed him off, maybe they got some crazy shit that's gonna happen.
And now I got my hopes up. Yeah. I'm like, okay, what are they gonna take this? And they brought Brian Diamond back. I was like, okay, I can rock with this. I'm like, okay, you doing a little bit too much, bro. But like I said, I can see how I kind of tapered off a little bit. I was like. Okay. Well, I'll say I'll give it a 8.75. So that's where I'm at with it. But I can see where it tapered off a little bit. But overall, it was a great. It's a very great series, and I'm not just trying to even be harder. I'm just being honest. Like,
yeah,
that is what it is. Like, Luke Cage is an excellent series. Like, and shout out to Mike Holter and them for you know, making that amazing series all day, every day. But I would have to say I can tell it definitely still needs some work, but it's a damn good first story for what they put out, though.
Yeah, considering, you know, like, I mean, and they made it black as hell, unapologetically black. That's the main thing. I like, that's why I'm going to give it an 8. Because it was unapologetically black, man. And it was, like, one of the first series I saw, something like that, where I got every reference, everything going on that was black stuff. Like, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Like. Even the whole when they had the debate with Donald Goins novels versus the other author, man, I can't remember it now. But that whole debate about how they were debating about how those two authors were, that's stuff people really do talk about, like older cats doing a barbershop, you know. But it was a great series, man. I do feel that that first 3 or 4 episodes, I think, is the best 3 or 4 episodes in all the Marvel series. I think, like, just if you just took those 3, 4, put them versus the other ones, I think those 3 or 4 are better. It's just that it couldn't close out as well as the other ones did.
Yeah, I would say that. Like, yeah, Luke Cage was best throughout, but yeah, the end is just kind of tapered off. But I would say if Luke Cage had a villain that was on par with Kilgrave, then everybody probably would have been 10 automatic.
Yeah. But it's like, I guess.
Yes,
but what kind of villain would you get, though, for somebody like him with that?
I mean, you could still technically have a villainous ass person. You could still have Cottonmouth be that villainous person if they would have kept him alive.
Yeah.
And it just developed more because he was already at that point where he was, like, he was mentally about to go somewhere where he didn't even need to go with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, before he died, because he was just snapping off because shit wasn't going right. So I'm like, oh, damn. So, I mean, he probably might go to some new level type shit and just say, fuck it. That's what I'm going to do expecting. But, you know, we got killed, like I said, halfway through. And I was like, damn, that kid was such a developed character. And I was like, okay. And like I said, with Diamondback, like I explained earlier, so I was like, So that's what I meant with that. I mean, Cottonmouth could have been a villain. They just chose not to go that route.
What is it,
man?
Tip?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my bad. What
was your name? You said, no, I'm going to ask a question. I mean, I know we're going to wrap up in a second, but. Well, I mean, it's somebody we forgot about that we really need to talk about. What y'all think about Misty Knight, man, in the final parts, man?
Oh, yeah.
I think Misty Knight was super dope.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That closeout, I will say, she looked exactly like her comic book counterpart.
She did, man. That was gangster, man. That was gangster. I love the ending part, man, where they had her standing there and checking them out, Shades and Mariah, like, yeah, I'm going to get that ass at some point.
Right.
You know, so I'm interested how to see how she weaves into Iron Fist and the Defenders. They already say she's going to be Iron Fist. She's, you know, everybody knows she's his girlfriend in Iron Fist. I don't know how this going to work out considering Luke banged her down, though. Are they going to do that or not? You know.
But they said they're going to have a conflict. I mean, Jessica Jones and Misty Knight.
Now that's going to be interesting, too, then.
It'll be tight if Jessica Jones is the reason that Misty Knight has to get her bionic arm.
Damn.
Because she throws her something crazy and, like where she got to amputate her arm amputated or something?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That'd be crazy.
Or like, I mean, there's a number of different things, you know, and that's why, you know, Iron Fist and Luke Cage beef. Gotta have that conflict in there.
Yeah.
Are we covering Doctor Strange on this one too?
No. We don't cover it this week on the show, on the regular show.
Okay.
Yeah. So, any other final thoughts, fellas? We can get wrap it up.
Hey, Luke Cage was dope. it was dope to see him. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I will say that. Like I said. Despite some flaws in the show, it was a damn good Netflix show. Like, Marvel, the Empress, like, I got a fan in me.
Teddy?
That shit was horrible. Redo it. nah, man. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like I said, hopefully they can just keep building on it, making it better and better. Bring the choreographers in from Daredevil. Bring them niggas in.
Yeah. I wonder if they holding on to them like, hey, no, that's on our team. Y'all find your own. like on the BET commercial, the albums. You better find your own.
Nah. You know, so. But, yeah, I'd recommend it to anybody. I'm looking forward to, you know, season 2 and The Defenders.
Yeah. So, thank y'all for listening, everybody. Email us, LandoCalPod@gmail.com. LandoCalPod on Twitter. LandoCalRisen. Experience Facebook page, shout out to us, holler at us, let us know what y'all think about these last reviews and your thoughts on Luke Cage's series. Peace.
Peace.